Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the David Mack Show. From around the world, I appreciate stopping by. Turkey, United Kingdom, South Africa, Australia, Morocco, Germany, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, just to name a few. Thank you for stopping by and listening to a nobody. I'm new to this. I'm new to the podcast world, so please forgive me if I make any kind of mistake or if I get you upset. Remember, this is just a show. The David Mack Show. Send me an email. The David Mack Show at gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to talk about something I saw on TikTok. No notes, no script, just talking shit. Today in California, where I'm from, the Bay Area, is raining. It's cold outside. So I'm here to spread the word. On TikTok, I saw something that got my attention as I'm scrolling through screen by screen, frame by frame, a mortician who I follow. His name is mortician.swole, one, the number one. And his job is to pick up the dead people. I saw the caption, and it said a 10-year-old boy intentionally aimed a gun at his mother and shot and killed her. Boy, that really bothered me. That bothered me a lot. It bothered me so much I had to make sure it wasn't a joke. I wanted to make sure that this is something that he wasn't joking about. Now, I realized that on his TikTok, his job and what he shows his job to be and what he performs to do is pick up dead bodies. So if you're in a car accident and you die, he comes there and pick you up. If you're at a lake, at a picnic, crime scene, he come pick you up. You in a hospital, the old folks home, his job is to wheel his cart to the vicinity of where you are, and with dignity and grace and respect, he pick up the dead body. He say he even talked to him sometimes when he's riding down the road, praying for them. I respect that. He brings them to the location of where he work, where there are drawers, closets, racks where he put the bodies in their fridge so they can stay fresh. You know, you go buy a steak, you go buy a chicken, you go buy pork and purchase these items, you bring them home and you put them in the refrigerator so they'll stay fresh. Same thing here. and I find that he really enjoys his job. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the David Mack Show. I want to talk about this 10-year-old boy and what is going on with our youth today. I come to the conclusion that the children are running the household. We give the kids everything they ask for. We go beyond. Sometimes we say no and it turns into a yes, because they're so convincing. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't get upset with me today, because some of the things and content I'm going to talk about, you're not going to be very happy. I'm going to take my time. I got a lot of things to say. Thank you for supporting my show. Thank you for understanding that this is all new to me. And I appreciate that you all understand that I don't know what I'm doing. But you still come in to listen. We spoil our kids. We give them everything they ask for. And the respect in some situations. Not all kids. We have some kids that are great, wonderful. And if I'm not talking about your kid and little kids, if you're listening, if you don't do this, then you just sit back and enjoy the David Mack Show and learn from it. We give our kids everything that they ask for and beyond. We sacrifice the last piece of chicken leg because the child said, I'm still hungry. And they eat half of it and throw it away. Now, I love you, sweetie. This little kid here, what he's basically done, his mother woke him up that morning. You don't have to believe me. You can Google this. They're from Milwaukee. This is from Milwaukee. They live in a two-unit duplex. So you walk to the door. The door on the left is Unit A. And the door on the right is Unit B. So they live in one of these units. And the mother woke him up early in the morning getting ready for school. He don't want to get up. Now, this young man finally got up, asked his mother, Mom, I would like to have something off of Amazon. She said, no, you can't have that. He gets upset. Now, what he was asking for is one of those headsets that you play the game with. But this headset goes over your eyes and your head and your ears and your mouth. It's called an Oculus virtual reality headset. So when you're playing the game, you're not just sitting on the couch. You are actually in the war zone, shooting, driving, whatever the game is, swimming, on a boat, in an airplane. He wanted one of these items from Amazon. She said no. Why not? I said no. He argued with his mother. She finally put her foot down. I said, no, go in there and get yourself ready for school. Your breakfast is in there. And hurry up. Well, he's upset. The mother goes down and check on the laundry in the basement where they have the washing machine and the dryer. And in time, here comes the little boy, 10 years old, with a gun in his hand. Where did he get the gun? Well, he got the gun out of his mother's bedroom, out the drawer. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you are a gun owner, if you possess, legal or illegal, please, it's our responsibility to make sure everyone in the house is safe, including yourself. Lock it up. You can lock the handle. You can buy a case and lock the case. You can buy a safe, lock the safe. If you have a closet, put a lock on the door. No child, and if there's any kids listening, I'm sure there are, around the world, even if you're in Africa, lock up the spear. Lock it up. These kids know how to use these weapons, whether it's a gun, a knife, or a spear. Put it in a safe. These kids have no clue of danger. They think they'll live forever. That's not the case. They will not. So, he got the gun. And the mother's like, put that down, boy. What you got going on here? And he raises his hand, not to her foot.
I love you, sweetheart.
He don't raise her to her leg or her arm. He don't even do center mass. He goes straight for the jugular. He go to the head. Shoots her right dead in the center of the face. The whole face gone. Imagine that. A 10-year-old shooting his own mother. Think about it. These kids think they grown. These kids think they running the show. And you know why they know that? It's because they're allowed. These are allowed. There's no man in the house. There's no grandpa in the house. No uncle in the house. And this little boy is the only one walking around with a ding dong hanging short and think he's the man. Because they're allowed. Because the mothers allow these boys to act this way, and they use these boys or daughters or kids as a weapon. Because you're so upset with their father, you're so angry, he should be with his dad so he can learn how to be a man. Lord forgive me, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not on the man's side. I'm not on the woman's side. These is my observation of this story that I researched after seeing it on TikTok. And if you don't do these things, if this ain't got nothing to do with you, if you're the perfect parent and your kids are obedient, I ain't talking about you. You just sit back, enjoy the show. I appreciate you being here. We have people listening from around the world. I appreciate that. I'm new to this. I'm a nobody. You use the child as a weapon against the father. He has no visitation right. You're getting child support for the child. Half of it don't go to the child. It go to your hairdo, your nails, your high heel shoes. It don't cost that much to buy food and cook the food. Kids' clothes don't cost that much money, and you're not buying kids' clothes every day and every week. Not all mothers are using their children as a weapon or as a tool or as a money grab. But I'm talking about the ones that do. And little kids, if you're listening, sitting around the dinner table, and your parents are talking, or your mother is talking to her boyfriend or her lover, keep your nose out their business. Your mom is talking, don't interject, nothing. Stay in your place. When I was a child, I stayed in my place. I had my Hot Wheels. I had my tennis ball, my football, my basketball. I watched Speed Racer, Sesame Street, Electric Company, The Flintstones, ride my bike, pulled my wagon. I was a child. You wouldn't dare catch me in my parents' business. Never. And when if your parents have an argument, stay out of it. I'm talking to the kids. Even if you know your dad is right, or if you know your dad is wrong, stay out of it. Do not get involved in their business. I know the daughters out there, all you care about is your dad, and you know all his secrets. You know he ain't no good, but you love him to death. I understand. I get it. Do boys, you love your mom because you're mama boys. You're a mama boy. That's all. There's no crime in being a mama's boy. But keep the mama's boy in perspective. You stay out of her business. You not her daddy. I know, you guys, I get off course here sometimes. I do end up getting back on course. But forgive me if I'm getting people upset around the world. Don't be mad at me, please. I'm just calling it as I see it. And I'm probably saying something that people are thinking. They're just not saying it. Weaponizing your child. Well, he shot her in the face, knocked her down to the ground with one bullet. Police, ambulance, fire truck, helicopters on the scene. They got the little boy wrapped up, hugged up, feeling sorry for the boy. Finally, they realized he shot. It was an accident. He didn't tell him he was arguing about these Oculus virtual reality headset that he want from Amazon. He didn't tell him that he's a disobedient child. He didn't tell him that he's trying to run the household. It was an accident. I was just playing with the gun and it went off. These 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 12-year-olds are smart. They know how to get out of trouble. All they got to do is watch the first 48. That was my last show. Sit there and learn and listen how to lie. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the David Mack Show. Send me an email. TheDavidMackShow@gmail.com. I appreciate all of you being here. He's at the police station now. You know, they're giving him soda and popcorn and candy. He explained, I'm just playing with the gun and it just went off on accident. And he's crying and crocodile tears and, you know, you can't stop sobbing. I imagine he got two front teeth missing because he's a child. The new set haven't came in yet. And this child found a weapon in the house, unsecured, put it to his own mama's face, and pulled the trigger. Why? Because he wanted an Oculus virtual reality headset. Now, let me talk to the gamers, the people that play the games all day. The gamers, you guys know what this is. Now, you know, you guys get up in them every morning. You don't work. You go get out the bed. You don't take a shower. You don't brush your teeth. You have no income. You live with your parents.
I love you.
In this set, the Oculus virtual reality headset is a gamer's dream to use. Am I right, gamers? Now, if I'm wrong, please nudge me on the shoulder that I'm wrong. And they're not cheap at all. So this is what he wanted. And she told him no, and she got killed for it. 10 years old. Well, they called a family member to come take him home because he's so upset. There was an accident. Well, he gets, the auntie picks him up, takes him home, and he gets on a computer in the auntie's house and goes on the dead woman's account, his mother, and order a Oculus virtual reality headset on her account, on a dead woman's account. Can you imagine that? You get killed for saying no, and the no turns into a yes in death. So the auntie is like, what the hell's going on? Well, I wanted her to order this, and I shot her because she told me no. It's in the, guys, if you don't believe me, Google it. It's online. I didn't believe it either. I had to go check for myself. I had to do a full research, not just one news agency. I went to 3 or 4 news agencies because I couldn't believe what I was reading. And the auntie was like, wait a minute here. Tell me that again. I'm sorry. I wanted this, and she told me no. I got upset. Now, this little 10-year-old boy don't realize that his whole world is about to change. Not the world he had before, where his mama took care of everything for him, washed his clothes, cooked his food, cared for him, took him to the doctor when he needed to be, changed his disgusting diaper. And he kills the same woman that bore him. Thanks for my child. This is the David Mack Show. I know this is hard to take. I understand. It's a tragedy. And my condolences goes out to that family. I pray for that family. We all around the world. Please join in with me in spirit praying for this family. This is not easy. Somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's granddaughter, somebody's friend. 10-year-old boy. Well, she took it back to the police. Now he's being charged for murder. Now he's going to grow up juvenile till he turns 18. And then he's going to spend the rest of his life and be transferred over to the state penitentiary. And guess what? He'll be in jail for the rest of his life, all because of Oculus virtual reality headset.
I love you, sweetie.
How about that? That is my cue. Something to think about. Let's do better. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's do better. This is the David Mack Show. I appreciate everyone listening.